Zacharias Moussaoui will spend the rest of his life in a supermax prison in Florence, Colorado. It's home to many of the nation's most notorious criminals. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports on what Moussaoui can expect there.
The Administrative Maximum, or ADX, facility, otherwise known as Supermax, is part of the Federal Correctional Complex in south-central Colorado. When Zacharias Moussaoui enters it, he'll be the latest in a long list of criminal VIPs. Shoe bomber Richard Reed is there. So is Terry Nichols, who was sentenced for life for his role in supporting Timothy McVeigh and the Oklahoma City bombers. And Eric Rudolph, convicted of bombing a number of abortion clinics. But Supermax is not entirely bombers. Alex Prendergast is a writer for Westword, a Denver weekly. He's written extensively about the Colorado Supermax and says it's nestled in the very center of a large prison complex. The facility is designed to isolate what is often described as the worst of the worst in the prison population. Here's what Prendergast says Moussaoui will be facing when he enters his new home.
His room's going to be about 7 feet by 12 feet. It will contain everything that he basically will have to live on for the time that he's there. I mean, he's going to be there 23 hours a day. The shower is in the cell. Food is brought into the cell. It's double-doored. The food is put in through a slot in the door.
The isolation at Supermax prisons is intentional. It is in itself a form of punishment. Critics assert that living long-term with no human interaction may actually compound antisocial behavior. When he was allowed to address the jury before sentencing, Moussaoui told them in no uncertain terms that he would have preferred a death sentence to life imprisonment. Alan Prendergast says he's heard that voice before.
It is a miserable kind of half-life. You are constantly being watched. Your privileges are so restricted. You're alone with yourself a great deal of the time, and there's really not much to do.
The mother of a teen who was once sentenced to a Wisconsin Supermax facility said she'd rather see him in the general prison population for 5 years than in a Supermax for less time. He's in a breathable coffin, she told a local paper, just buried alive. For some, including Zacharias Moussaoui, that's a fate worse than death. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.
And there's full coverage of the Moussaoui trial and sentencing at our website. Hear reaction from some of the families of the September 11th victims and get a legal analysis of the trial, verdict, and sentence. Go to our website, npr.org.